Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Molander, and welcome to our program, Supermunity, Preventing Viruses and Illness Using Superfoods. The content found in this teleseminar is for informational purposes only. Please remember, it is in no way at all intended as medical advice or a substitute for medical counseling or as treatment and or cure for any disease or health condition and should not be construed as such. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the listener assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information. Well, today we are going to learn 7 simple tips to boost our immune systems to help ward off flu bugs and other nasty stuff people are catching this time of year, including H1N1. Now, I realize each and every one of you listening has a lot to worry about, and keeping yourself and your family healthy is just one of many priorities that you're juggling. And tonight, I promise to keep the conversation focused on realistic solutions. So how realistic? Well, I guarantee that my guest is going to give you tips that you can start doing and, in fact, enjoying tomorrow. So whether it's increasing mental performance at work or at school, finding better ways to prevent illness and fight disease, or just looking and feeling your best, our guest today is all about results using these things called superfoods. Now, I'm joined by Deanna Ralova, who is the leading authority on helping ordinary people like me achieve extraordinary health. Unlike most experts out there preaching new ways to improve health, she is not promoting pills or a radical new lifestyle, nor anything involving moderation or elimination of what we really like to eat. So, what's left, you may wonder? Well, she says that simply adding food in is the trick. So she's helping people add in healthy foods that actually taste good. No radical lifestyle or life change required. So welcome, Deanna. We have a couple hundred people listening in on the phone tonight, and it's exciting to have you here.
Pleasure to be here, Jeff.
Yeah, we were talking before the show, and I detect a little accent in your voice. Is that one of those Chicago accents? Where are you from?
It's not a Chicago accent, but it is certainly Eastern European accent.
Oh, okay. What country in Eastern Europe are you from?
Bulgaria.
Oh, very good. So, well, that makes you all the more authentic. So let's just dive right in. I'll assume that anything called a superfood can help protect us by building a strong immune system. I mean, that just sounds like it makes sense. But so what are these things called superfoods to begin with?
Well, we really have to understand what real superfoods are, because today it's kind of confusing. You go to the market and everything is labeled as superfoods and organic foods, right? So you have to realize that there is a little bit of marketing gimmick involved in there as well. And marketers are actually doing their job very well in misleading us with labels and all that kind of stuff. So when we talk about superfoods, we are talking about foods that are with high density of nutrition. This is very important because those foods will give us all the enzymes, the coenzymes, the minerals, vitamins, polysaccharides, everything that our body and especially our immune system needs in order to function properly.
So I think one of the first foods that people come to mind, at least on the street when I talk to them about this stuff as I'm beginning to research it, is they say, well, blueberries are superfoods. They have a lot of antioxidants. Would that be an example of a superfood?
Yeah, blueberries are really a great example. There is much better berries than blueberries. As an example, acai that are really superior than blueberries, but blueberries are sure.
So you're saying so superior in that they have more than just the antioxidants. They have more something else. What are some of those things that they have more of?
That's correct. Well, they have more antioxidants and also more trace minerals and more vitamins as well.
Okay, so acai is a berry, and most people probably know that as a weight loss pill, right? Or spam that comes into their inbox, so they may see that word, which acai is A-C-A-I. So we Americans might call it acai, right? Okay, right. So anyway, so that's what makes a superfood is that they're densely packed, is what you're saying, with stuff that we need.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we need to pay some attention to the marketing going on out there. And so what are those seven things that we can do now right away, like tomorrow, to protect ourselves against viruses like H1N1 naturally and safely? So would you mind hitting us with all seven? And everybody, please get your pens and pencils ready, because here they come.
Sure, that's why I'm here. Number one, I would say eat real living food. Number two, vitamin D, especially vitamin D3. Number three, eliminate stress. Number four, sleep. Number five, avoid toxins. Number six, avoid sugar and MSG. Number seven, use natural supplements. Anytime you need a supplement, please choose a natural supplement. This is not about the problem. This is about preventing the problem to begin with. Let's say your child come back from school with 104 degree temperature and you're saying, well, what do I do right now? Let me change your diet right now. This won't fix the problem. Right. So this is about what we are going to discuss right now is about prevention. It is something that we as a culture don't really exercise very well right here, but it's something that I used to do and I was doing through all my life while living in Bulgaria. Most of the people here believe that only through intervention we can be protected. And most individuals believe that they have no power whatsoever over their own health, and they do rely on a doctor anytime they have a problem. They do believe that the doctor will be able to fix their problem with a pill. And when the doctor is not able to fix the problem with the pill, they will blame their parents for genes. Well, sure, genes have a lot to do to put person at risk for diseases, but choices rather than genetic inheritance are the keys. When we talk about superfoods and about healthy lifestyle and about those seven principles we will be covering shortly, we really have to pay attention also what we really do in our everyday life in order to support our immune system and in order our body to function properly and serve us well. We have to focus on what we eat and what we do. And we have to start actually using our food as medicine, not just the pills. The majority of people live throughout a chemistry, and this is just not right. You know,
right? Improve living through better chemistry. Isn't that what the saying is? And then wasn't it Hippocrates was the father of medicine who believed that we need to use our food as our medicine? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. You got it.
Interesting. Okay. So let's focus on these one at a time. Let's take your number one, eat real living food. Aren't we already eating real food? I mean, my spinach salad is real, and it's also, I think, living. I think it may qualify as living, and some of the other fresh stuff that I'll put into a salad, right?
Yes, it is a great choice. But if we think about it, most of our children and most of us actually are eating cereal for breakfast. And I just want to mention a little fact that just came up a few weeks ago. Kellogg's came up with a box of Cocoa Krispies that claims that eating Cocoa Krispies will support your child's immunity. So
you're telling me there's no superfoods in in Cocoa Krispies, huh?
Yes, I am telling you this is not a real food. So for the FDA to allow this statement to be on a Cocoa Krispies box, it's just a little ridiculous. And we know that FDA are the people who are supposed to protect us, right? The FDAs are the regulators. But let's not forget the fact that they are also the promoters. Because most of the money they are making are being paid not by our tax dollars, but by the big food manufacturers.
Sure. So, but most parents out there and most folks who buy cereal for themselves and for their kids are perfectly aware of why those, or at least I think they're aware of, and I'm aware of why the FDA says yes. to allowing that to go on the box. That is, that there's vitamins being fortified or put into those cereals, right? So essential, all the, and they list the essential vitamins many times, right? And some of them include vitamin D. So isn't that, doesn't that qualify as, you know, being okay?
No, it's not. And I will tell you why. All these vitamins that are being listed there are synthetic, man-made vitamins. And the reason I'm saying no to these kind of vitamins, and this is a totally misleading labeling, it is because vitamins you are going to get there, most of them your body will not be able to absorb. And whatever is left over will be stored somewhere in your body and it will start causing you, as an example, calcification. It might sound bizarre to you.
Well, some people say, well, we just pee out the rest. But you're saying that is anything that we don't use, but you're saying the synthetic stuff doesn't just naturally go right out of your body. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And, you know, when you need to use supplements, again, I'm telling you, have to use natural supplements, because the natural supplements that comes from our real food, camu camu as an example, is a great source of vitamin C. They will be absorbed fully from our body.
Okay, so what are some of these actual foods? I think you mentioned, I don't know if you mentioned goji berries. I'm aware of that. But you did mention blueberries, and there was acai berry, and you mentioned, I think you said Inca berry. I'd never heard of that before. So what are some of these superfoods?
Let me start with goji berries. Goji berries are very little dark red berries that comes usually from, mostly from Asia, but we even have them here in Arizona, but apparently nobody is paying attention to them. Goji berries are a complete protein source. Immune-stimulating polysaccharides are in there. So they have a great ability to actually boost our immune system. Antioxidants and over 20 trace minerals are also known as the beautifying food. There is a study conducted in Asia that shows that eating a ounce, 1 or 2 ounces of goji berries every day can actually give you this porcelain skin. So, you know, at the end, it's not only your body as a whole will get the nutrients, but you can get the radiant look as well.
Hey, not a bad benefit. I don't get sick and I look better.
That's right. So, the other food I want to talk about is chocolate. We all love chocolate.
Wait a minute. You're telling me chocolate is a superfood?
Yes, it is, but I'm going to be more specific and I will tell you what kind of chocolate I'm talking about. You know, all of us know that chocolate is very good, and we all know also that dark chocolate is even better for us because of the antioxidant content and all that kind of stuff. But remember, every chocolate that is being sold in the market, it's being processed. They mix the chocolate with sugar, refined sugar, and there you go. It's, you know, it's not that healthy as we think it might be for us. So raw cacao, raw chocolate is a better choice than processed chocolate. And why is a better choice? Because eating raw cacao, you can actually obtain a lot of magnesium. It is a great source of magnesium. And in fact, one of the longest living people on the planet, a woman from France who lived to 122 years old, she ate 2 pounds of raw cacao per week. So that's a great amount of cacao, right? The most common question though I'm getting when I say cacao or raw chocolate is, people are concerned about the caffeine in there, and they're asking, well, how much I can take from this chocolate, how much I can have per day, how much I can give to my child. Chocolate, contrary to the common belief, chocolate is a poor source of caffeine. Raw chocolate do contain the chemical theobromine, which is from the same group as the caffeine, but the differences between two of them is that the theobromine do not affect our immune system. And the raw chocolate, when it's in a raw state, you actually can obtain many, many minerals and vitamins as magnesium, iron, chromium, magnesium, zinc, vitamin C, omega-6 fatty acids, and the list goes on and on and on. So, you know, don't worry about so much about the caffeine content there, because chocolate products do contain caffeine, but is not nearly enough to explain the attraction and the fascination and the effect of chocolate.
Well, I'm a little surprised that your number one is caffeine and not taste, because most people I know when they think of dark chocolate, they think of bitter. They think of, if it's in the candy bar form, let's say it's a darker chocolate, it's a little bitter. They also think, if you've ever tried to bite into a bar of Baker's chocolate, which I'm not sure how much sugar or what's it, but that's pretty bitter. That's really bitter too. So I think that, most people would say, well, okay, raw chocolate, bitter. Well, how do you address that? And do you hear that as well?
I hear that only when people try the chocolate raw cacao nibs, which are actually the nut that came from the tree. But when you use the powder, I usually use the powder in the smoothies, and I made awesome desserts. You sure can go to my website, www.greencravers.com/cacao, and you will be able to get a recipe that includes acai and chocolate as well.
But is it sweet, is what I'm asking?
Yes, I am making it actually sweet. You can sweeten that to your personal taste by using natural sweeteners. When I say natural sweeteners, I really mean natural sweeteners, as a raw honey, dates, yucan syrup, agave, but be careful what kind of agave you're buying. Be careful. You have to make sure that you are buying the pure agave that is out there. So yes, it can be very sweet.
Okay. What other, you mentioned honey. Is honey a superfood? I've heard, great things about honey, and there's all different kinds of honey out there.
Bee products, generally speaking, are great way to boost our immune system. And especially when I say bee products, I'm talking about raw honey. And the reason I'm talking about raw honey is because we are able to get all the enzymes, all the vitamins, and all the antioxidants that we really need. And as an example, bee pollen is the most complete food found in nature. It contains vitamin B9 and 22 essential amino acids. There is so many bee products out there that really will help your immune system straighten up and fight off viruses much easily than if you are not actually using any of these products.
And a lot of those, I'm guessing, are available. I don't know if you can get them at Walmart and stuff like that, but they're available at health stores, right? Most health stores.
In health food stores, you will see like 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 kinds. It depends where you live and what kind of health food store is. But you will see a lot of these products. So it's just, you have to pay attention to buy the raw stuff in order to obtain everything you need.
How about those raw honeycombs? I see them once in a while in some of the more ethnic-looking stores, and it's literally like they've just gone into the beehive, taken the honeycomb out, and put it in a plastic container and put it in the store. I've often been curious, is that good?
This is great, and children love that. And when you chew on that hive, you'll suck up all the honey, and then you'll have a chewing gum.
So it's the comb that's in there is wax, is beeswax, and that's not harmful. Actually, it's good for you, is what you're saying.
Well, you can chew on it and then spit it up. You don't have to swallow it. So another food I really want to mention is on my list, maca. Maca is a powerful adaptogen, and adaptogen has the ability to actually balance our nervous system. using maca in your everyday life will really help you release stress and balance your nervous system. Maca is actually a root that comes from Peru, and it is from the radish. It is like a radish-looking root that is being made by in a powder, and you can buy any kind, like you can buy yellow or red or black maca. All of them are just great choices, but great adaptogenic that can really help your immune system by releasing the stress and balancing your nervous system.
And I know we're going to talk about this in a little bit, and I'm actually going to start sipping on one of these smoothies. But so you can just add that maca powder into a smoothie, or could you sprinkle it in your cereal or whatever?
Sure, you can use it in salad dressings. You can put it in a smoothie. You can put it just in your water. You can put it in a coconut water, whatever you wish. You just have to be careful. If you never use it before, you have to start using it in a very small quantities, like half a teaspoon, and gradually increase the amount.
Because of the taste is a little different? Or
the taste is kind of bitter, and it is powerful. It is really powerful. So it really works. You just have to taste it in order to experience what I am talking about. The other thing I want to mention as a superfood is spirulina. And when people hear this word, oh boy, do they get scared. This is an algae, but this algae contains, it's very rich on vitamin A. It contains as much iron as red meat, and vitamin B12. Very essential, especially for people who are vegetarians. Even superior than spirulina is blue-green algae. And blue-green algae is superior because it contains all the vitamins B, like 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 9, 12. It helps the immune system. It affects in it. It is effective in threatening viruses, various viruses conditions. And marine phytoplankton from the same group. So you probably think that I'm from another planet when I mention that. But whales, you know, we all know about whales, how big they are and how long they live. They eat exclusively marine phytoplankton. Marine phytoplankton works to improve our immune system and to enhance the body's resistance to infection, antiviral and antifungal. It has antiviral and antifungal effects, actually.
Okay, so now I'm starting to sip my smoothie, which is kind of a olive green, kind of a dark green texture. It's very smooth. Our color, it's very smooth. I have to ask you, do I have any of this marine phytoplankton in here? And I'm assuming it's not going to make me grow as big as a whale.
Sure it does. It does have a marine phytoplankton, just a drop of it. And it's not going to make you that big because it does have the growth hormone, but I assume you're not in your growing stage. I don't know how old you are.
I'm a grown up, yes.
Okay. So don't worry, you won't grow up as a whale, but you will experience, after you have that cup of smoothie, I guarantee you will be experiencing clarity and focus, and you will actually feel great.
It tastes pretty good. It tastes like there might be a little banana in here. It's thick, but not too thick.
It's chocolate. It has maca. It has marine phytoplankton. It has blue-green algae. It also has goji berries. It has coconut oil, coconut water, coconut meat, and the list is way
too long. Wow. Okay. It was, I know you use a Vitamix blender, which is a professional grade blender. You don't need to, but I know that helps with the consistency. And I can tell you that this consistency is wonderful. I don't taste any chunks of anything in there. And there's all this, which I tend to not like in a smoothie. So anyway, is that it? Or are there any more?
Yes, there is a little bit more. Well, I just want to say that I'm mentioning 10 superfoods. Those are not the only superfoods that are out there. We just don't have the time to cover all of them. But those are the superfoods I, as an example, use every single day in my whole family. Hemp seeds are another great food to start incorporating into your diet right away.
That's hemp, H-E-M-P.
It is H-E-M-P-S-E-E-D.
Okay, gotcha.
So, you know, people associate it with marijuana when they hear that, you know, because from the leaves, the marijuana actually comes from the hemp seeds,
right.
Supposedly. And that's why actually why you cannot buy a whole hemp seeds in the States, because it is against the law. All the hemp seeds are halted and they come from Canada. And in other countries in Europe, it's not prohibited, but here it apparently okay. It's prohibited to have them.
So hemp. So what's the quality of a? Are they similar? I mean, it's packed with all these things I can't pronounce.
You have to look for organic hemp seeds, and it should say on the package only hemp seeds. Period. And you know they contain the phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, sulfur, zinc, calcium, silicon, and the list go on and on okay. and on.
So the reason, again, that we're talking about this at all is, number one, they're packed with these things. These superfoods are packed with everything that we need. And if I remember correctly earlier, you were saying that things like, well, you didn't mention, but I'm assuming that things like processing, including pasteurization, all these things that we do to food and to vitamin supplements that go into pills, you know, we're making things synthetically, we're processing them. All these things make it very difficult. Although Kellogg's puts stuff into the cereal, it's very difficult for our bodies to actually get it out of the cereal. That's why we're talking about this. These superfoods, I think is what you're saying, is our bodies really can extract all this benefit from these superfoods. Is that right?
Yes, but just let me clarify this for you. The cereals are not real food. They are far away from real food. They are very nutrition, very poor in nutrition, first of all. They are highly processed and sugary, loaded, empty calories, period. That's what all the cereals are. Don't be fooled by the marketing gimmicks, by the marketing labels, because the marketers do not care about us, our health. They do care about our dollar, and they will put anything that they have to on this box that will grab your attention, and you will feel like you want this product. But at the end, they do care only about our dollar, nothing else. So let's go back to the real food. And the real food, I also want to mention coconuts. And when I talk about coconuts, I'm talking about the young Thai coconuts. So the young Thai coconuts are boosting our immune system based on the antiviral and antifungal saturated fatty acids that they contain. And they help us naturally fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungal overgrowth.
Right. And this is one of the reasons why when you get stranded on a desert island or you're in a bad situation in general, that these things are really good for you to eat. Is that right?
They're great for rehydration. The coconut water, it's just nothing else like coconut water for rehydration. It's great for infants. It is actually, a lot of people are comparing it to the breast milk. The coconut milk, but you know, you have to don't buy the coconut milk that is in the cartons and it's been processed and or pasteurized. Just buy the young coconut, crack it, open it, and just drink it.
And when you say the young coconut, I think you're talking about the ones that we see in the store that are white and not the ones that are brown, right?
That's right. The brown ones are the mature coconuts. They're not that good for you. But the young coconuts that are white, they're the ones that I'm talking about. And, you know, we mentioned about the acai. Acai, it's a great natural energy booster loaded with antioxidant, great for us as well. Inca berries are the only plant-based vitamin B12 source on the planet. And you probably never heard of it. I've never seen Inca berries in Whole Foods, as an example, or any other health food store I've been visiting, and I'm pretty good with health food stores.
So Inca, I-N-C-A, like the ancient civilization that lived in South America, that Inca.
That's correct. So these berries are actually, they have very distinctive taste. They're kind of soury, sweet, but great for snack, great for smoothies, great for making desserts. Just unbelievable. You can actually buy those for the best price at www.superfoodsmoothie.com and all the other superfoods I'm actually mentioning right now. And on the top of all the super foods we can incorporate into our everyday life, even to get more sophisticated and to get even better boosting our immune system, we can incorporate actually some super herbs that are even superior. And when I say super herbs, I'm talking about tonics and adaptogenic properties herbs. As an example, cat claws or una de gato is well known. The other name is una de gato. Also, you can use reishi mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms. Those are all medicinal mushrooms and herbs that you cannot really overdose them. And they are great immune system boosters.
Now you're scaring people with mushrooms. Now these, they sound Asian. Are they like the are they dried out? And
they are Asian, but reishi, if you live in some parts of the United States, you also can find some of them there. They grow. They're medicinal, and they grow on the tree. That's where they grow. But you know, don't pick up mushroom and eat it without knowing what it is. Right. You really have to get familiar with those. So those are the superfoods, and I just want to say that you can choose one of the foods I mentioned. You can choose 2, 3, 4, 5, all of them, doesn't matter. Whatever you choose, I'm thinking you are overwhelmed at this point, especially if you're brand new and you never been exposed to foods like that or to most of the foods I just mentioned. But don't worry, that's why I'm here, right? So I'm gonna give you a very simple secret. I assume everybody has a blender in their house, and most of the people just have blenders, put it somewhere in some cabinet and never really use it. Take out this blender or invest like $50 in a blender and start scooping up a half or a teaspoon of every one of those I mentioned. If they're a powder, if they're fruit, just scoop like a handful of them, mix them with your favorite fruit, put some liquid base, your favorite tea or coconut water, fire up this blender, and voila.
So I can take a pineapple, an apple, a pear, and some of these superfoods.
And put this in a drink. Put this, make a smoothie, make a drink, make a shake, whatever you call it. I don't care. This will supply your body for the whole day. You don't have to worry about anything else. You don't have to worry about how much salad did I eat. Did I eat my salad today? Drink 16 ounces, a cup of this smoothie, a smoothie based on superfoods in the morning, and start your day. And then go have your slice of pizza if you wish. Go get your burger if you wish. You know, just make sure you have a cup of this smoothie in the morning or any time during the day. It doesn't really matter. What matters is to get it into your system.
Okay. We were talking before the show, and basically your concept is to use these kind of our natural cravings when we're experimenting, like you said, just throw stuff in the blender and use the natural cravings to our advantage. In other words, if you like unhealthy things like really sweet things or chocolatey things or salty things like chips, there are some really cool new ways that you can create desserts and snacks, not just smoothies, although this smoothie is kind of like a dessert. I could see if I put more chocolate into this, which I could do, right, if I wanted, right?
You can do whatever you want. You know, the thing is that you don't really need a recipe. The sky is the limit. And the other thing is you can play with all these foods. Play and discover your real taste. Discover what really please you. Because this drink, it doesn't have to be only nutritional, but it has to be a pleasure.
Right, right. Exactly. And that, well, my other point is not only does it need to be a pleasure for me to want to make these things all the time, but also I can see where if I put more chocolate in this, I would probably want, you know, maybe a second helping. I might want one again at night after dinner. Again, kind of catering to my desire to, I like chocolate and I like sweet, and this is a sweet chocolatey thing. So, you know, where I can get that same emotional, sometimes even a physical high from these foods, right?
That's correct. And you have to remember, there is substitute for everything. There is a substitute for a healthy, for a good chips, for the bad chips, with a healthy chips. There is substitute for your salad dressing, your a Thousand Island salad dressing. There is a healthy substitute for that. There is a healthy substitute for your truffles. Go check my website, sign up for the newsletter. You will get automatically three of my best recipes that include chocolate. You'll get my truffles, and you'll be like, I cannot believe those truffles. I can eat them, and actually they can make me lose weight because they do contain the coconut products in it.
Right. Okay, so interesting. Are you sure about that, truffles that are going to help you lose weight?
Well, you can, you know, again, there is a little bit of honey in there, so you have to watch how much honey you're going to put in it. If you load it with honey and you eat all day long, probably not. Okay. But if you have just a little bit instead of regular truffles, as an example, I guarantee.
I think what you're really talking about is not using truffles to lose weight. That sounds silly. What you're suggesting is that these truffles, like my chocolate smoothie,
They will not help you gain weight. That's what I mean.
Right, and they're going to satisfy me. And I can have four or five of these truffles, and I'm going to get kind of the same experience that I'm going to get from a Godiva truffle.
Exactly the same experience. I guarantee you that.
Okay, and it's not, and it doesn't have the dairy. It doesn't have the processed sugar.
It is 100% dairy-free, 100% gluten-free, 99.9% living food. That's what is in there.
Okay, I've heard from some other sources about your truffle, so I'm going to have to try that because I'm a chocolate person. But okay, so we've spent an enormous amount of time on number one of your top seven, which I know is probably the most important part of these seven. So let's go on to number two, which before we run out of time here, which is vitamin D.
Vitamin D is very crucial for our immune system, and vitamin D is something that it's so important, but nobody is really talking about it. And the great thing about vitamin D is that you can actually obtain it for free just walking on the sun. And our body has the ability to produce vitamin D3. Just expose yourself to sun light and you will get it. Now, you know, living in Chicago, it's not easy. In a day like today, it's like gray and, you know, rainy. You cannot get that. But anytime you have the opportunity to expose your skin under the sun, do it. And please do it without any sunblocks. Another thing that I do want to talk about the vitamin D is that, you know, many people will wonder why our doctors are not telling us about the importance of vitamin D. It's not because our doctors doesn't know that, but it is because they, first of all, they don't have the time to educate us, you know, every single person that visit their office today to educate them on a vitamin D. Three, the importance, and most importantly, doctors cannot really prescribe free sunlight as a cure, right? Or building up your vitamin D, right?
Well, they could prescribe it, but I think that
cannot, because some of the doctors actually, believe it or not, can lose their license in some states if they prescribe. If they give you the advice, go and walk under the sun and you'll get your vitamin D. So we have to understand that doctors really have to lie down in a line with what our government is handing to them. As an example, FDA never, ever approved sunlight as a source of treatment to any disease and never will.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. So let's go to number three, reducing stress in children's lives, in our lives for that matter.
Yeah. Stress is something that really can interfere with our immune system. So we have to keep in mind and we have to really pay attention how busy our kids are, because most of us love to sign up kids after school for football, baseball, violin, piano, and all these classes. And I just don't understand the reason for that and why we have to raise our children so competitive from the beginning, from such an early age. And ourselves too. You know, if we have a lot of stress, excess stress can really, really impact our immune system. And your immune system actually will not perform well when you're under stress. So let's say that if your kid is going to so many classes or two or three classes for the week and on the top of the school, like, you know, besides the school, he goes every day. If your kid do not rest well and in addition have vitamin D deficiency, they will be more susceptible to viruses, period. So this is a great recipe for getting infections easily.
Interesting. And, you know, we could probably go on and on. I mean, there are other challenges, which I know that you recognize with regard to parenting and, you know, the need for parents to work at the same time and after school activities. And a lot of times that contributes to...
Yeah, we just don't understand the amount of stress we are putting on ourselves and our children. We just, you know, the day is on and we go day by day without really paying attention.
Right. So structured downtime. I know I try to work in... you know, YMCA, certain nights of the week, with my son, and that's downtime for him as well. So, okay. Again, running out of time. I think, number four was sleep. I personally can tell you that when I get sick, I sleep my butt off. I drink lots of liquids, but I really sleep like crazy. So I'm guessing I'm doing the right thing.
That's right. Sleep is very important for our whole body to function properly. And I just want to say that the high energy compounds that are made by our body, as an example, the ATP, are made in a large quantities while we are sleeping, while our body is resting. This is actually one of the reasons why a person who is under rested will not be able to perform well and also lack energy.
So ATP, that was an abbreviation for
adenosine triphosphate.
Okay, and that's a...
This is the energy compounds that, you know, in order to function, like, you know, to have the energy during the day, we need that to be produced by our body during...
Okay, so our body takes vitamins and minerals and all this good stuff that we put into it and turns it into that stuff. And okay, so I guess I'm doing the right thing by getting lots of sleep because it certainly seems to help me. So number five is avoid toxins.
Avoid toxins. We are surrounded by toxins all over. It's just unbelievable. The toxins are in our food, in our laundry detergents, in our cleaning supplies, in our personal care as like toothpaste, shampoos and soaps, and just pay attention. Just turn on your shampoo and read the ingredients and ask yourself how many of these ingredients you really know what they really mean. So my advice is just choose, especially for the personal care, choose products that are not toxins. And I will give you, like, what I really like is Albury Organics and Velita. Or Veleda, I don't know really how to pronounce it, but it is Weleda, one of the products that they have all the personal care products that are not toxins. Mm-hmm. And I've done the research, and those are actually the two companies that offer good products.
Okay, so number six, sugar and MSG or monosodium glutamate. You mean to tell us that sugar is bad for our immune system?
Yes, it is bad for our immune system. Sugar decreases the function of your immune system almost immediately. So you have to pay attention what you are eating, especially if you feel like you are getting something. Avoid sugar completely. And please pay attention to what you really eat. And because sugar actually can be in foods that we are not actually suspecting, as an example, ketchup or juices. Any kinds of juice is loaded with sugar. And ketchups are just a great example of that. So the best way is to avoid.
Okay. And number seven kind of confuses me, so I'm hoping you can get specific. Natural supplements. What do you mean by natural supplements? And please give us some examples.
Again, earlier I mentioned that if you need supplements, please choose whole supplements. And before you are ready to invest some money in any kind of supplements, read, do your research. Don't buy synthetic vitamins. Because, and also some of the whole foods vitamins actually are not good. It's very important their molecular structure, and there is a lot of chemistry going on behind the supplements. That's why I'm saying use natural supplements. When I say use natural supplements, I mean, as an example, you need vitamin C. If you feel like you're getting a cold or a flu, the first thing you can do for yourself is boost the amount of vitamin C. And I'll tell you a great way how to obtain vitamin C from Camu Camu. Camu Camu and acerola berries are berries that come both from Amazonian, and they usually come in powders here. And this is the best way to get the vitamin C. They contain between 30 and 50% more vitamin C than oranges. Another natural thing is olive leaf extract. It came from the olive leaves, and Mediterranean culture has been using it for centuries. And it's proven to be boosting the immune system. And it is a concentrated immune supporter without any other known side effects. And another one I just want to mention really quickly is oregano oil. It is known to promote a healthy immune system as well.
I'm finishing up my smoothie here. So oregano oil, I don't even know where I'd get that, but I have heard of olive leaf extract. I have visited some other natural health-oriented, wellness-oriented sites. With regard to the swine flu lately, olive leaf extract is getting some attention. So we're just about out of time here. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to let everybody know about these seven vital tips, and let's go over them one more time for everybody.
One more time. First, number one, eat real living food. Number two, vitamin D. Number three, eliminate stress. Number four, sleep. Number five, avoid toxins. Number six, avoid sugar and MSG. Number seven, use natural supplements. I just want to mention very quickly, if you're one of those parents who decide to get the vaccine, the swine flu vaccine, you know, please educate yourself before you make the decision. But I would recommend that you boost your child's immune system and yours as well with superfoods. Like 48 hours before the vaccine, just load your body with all these superfoods. And after the vaccines, continue doing that as well. This will put you in a much better position when you decide to get the vaccine.
Interesting. We're already starting to see some reports out of China this last week of deaths arising from the use of the vaccine, and there are a lot in the industry and on the websites here in the States. I'm hearing a lot of buzz on blogs about again government cover-ups and those kind of things, but we're just not getting a lot of information at all about the vaccine use here in the States and what's going on. So again, Diana Ralova from Youthful Aging Inc. The website is greencravers.com. The URL that's, well, there's certainly tons of information there, but the hot tip on the I think it was acai and cacao chocolate-based smoothie recipe is at greencravers.com/cacao, C-A-C-A-O, I think is how you spell it. Thank you so much, Diana, for joining us. I appreciate your coming and spending time.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
And don't worry, everyone, I haven't forgotten the giveaway that Diana has graciously donated here. So what I've done is I've just got my grungy old baseball cap here, and I've thrown everybody's name into a hat. So we're doing it the good old-fashioned way. Deanna, why don't you tell us first, before I ask you to actually draw out of my grungy baseball cap a name for us, why don't you tell us what exactly is in this package?
The package includes raw cacao powder. It includes acai berry powder, cordyceps mushrooms, goji berries, and blue-green algae.
Oh, that's not the stuff, the whale stuff. That's a different type of algae. The blue-green
Algae. No, I'm sorry. The whale stuff was what again? Marine phytoplankton, right?
That's right.
And, you said acai powder as well, right? Great.
Yep. You're ready to go for acai ice cream. And you can get the recipe from my website at greencravers.com.
All right.
/cacao.
Excellent. So, and Diana, if you'll please draw the name and mix up the names real good. And let's draw the one out.
Okay.
And, okay. It looks like we have Doris Toman of Cape Coral, Florida. Doris, you are the winner. Congratulations. You'll receive this package of Yum Yums. Again, Diana, thank you very much. And we appreciate your time, energy, and your giveaway.
Thank you.
We'll see you again next time, everybody. Bye-bye. The preceding content found in this teleseminar is for informational purposes only. It is no way intended as medical advice or as a substitute for medical counseling or as treatment and or cure for any disease or health condition and should not be construed as such. Always work with a qualified health professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information has been provided as is, and the listener assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.